This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Christian person filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues should not be in the dark on his life. A Christian person filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues should not be going around, well, I just don't know what's going on, or I don't know what. God has given us the Holy Spirit to dig deep into the will of God and the plans of God for your life. And why? To show them to you.
World Changers Church International and Creflo Dollar Ministries are committed to changing lives all over the world. Your generous gifts are helping us to do just that. For your added convenience, we want to invite you to join Change Express, our automatic giving service. You can give monthly and change lives by having your love gift deducted from your checking account or credit card on the same day every month. To sign up, log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org right now.
I want to spend some time in this session talking about the person of the Holy Spirit. Because if you're talking about, you know, prayer into communion, we need to take some time to talk about the Holy Spirit, the one who will commune, who you will be communing with. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is probably one of the most misunderstood entities and personalities in the Bible. And he has a job to do. It's not just about jerking, jiggling, and running down the aisle. I don't have any problems with that. But we need to understand the purpose and ministry of the Holy Spirit and the part that he plays in our prayer lives. And so I want to start off with this statement right here. Some people teach that you can't have any sin in your life or God won't fill you with the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you've ever heard that before or heard people kind of make reference to that. Some people think that you can't have any sin in your life or God won't fill you with the Holy Spirit. And they think that God won't fill you with the Holy Spirit. They think that God won't fill a dirty vessel. That's what he's saying. That, you know what, God won't fill a dirty vessel. I want you to think about what I'm about to say. God doesn't have any other kind of vessel to fill. If everybody was perfect, everybody was flawless, and if everybody was sinless, you would not need the person of the Holy Spirit. You would not need the Spirit of grace to come into your life to try to change your desires. And that's the thing I think people need to get, especially religious people. Somehow you think because you're religious that you're flawless, you're perfect, and then you kind of start operating in self-righteousness and judging other people. But the Holy Spirit was sent to us to lead and to guide us into all the truth. And God doesn't have any other kind of vessel to fill than those who need help, those who have fallen, those who have been through things. And so if you are perfect without the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't need him. Think of that. If you were perfect without the Holy Spirit, you would not need him. There's a lot of things that if you were perfect. Now, here's the real deal. You're not. You're not perfect. You're not perfect. Listen, if you were perfect without the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't need him. And in some cases, even with the Holy Spirit, you're still not perfect. You know, he's there to help you. He's there to work with you. He's there to bring you towards that place of perfection. And so I'm bringing the Holy Spirit up because with the Holy Spirit comes the speaking in tongues part. With the Holy Spirit comes the praying in the Spirit part. But before we talk about, you know, praying in the Spirit, I want to talk about speaking in tongues just for a moment as we move into this level of prayer that I think will really bless you. So what's the purpose for tongues? Speaking in other tongues or speaking in a language that you cannot articulate. I remember in the book of Acts, they said they heard them speak in their own native tongue. So there were some foreigners there that heard their language being spoken by Gentiles, heard their language being spoken by people who couldn't speak their language. And so there's a lot of great controversy about tongues. Some people believe in it, some people don't believe in it, some people just skip all the pages and don't want to have anything to do with it. And so before we get into this, let's talk about the purpose of tongues. Number one, the first purpose for tongues is to build up your faith. To build up your faith. That when you speak in tongues, you're praying, you're opening your mouth, saying words that you don't understand, and you're doing that by faith. It's to build up your faith. Number two, it draws out the power. When you pray in tongues, it not only builds your faith, but it draws out the power. The Bible says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, okay? And then the third purpose for tongues is that it draws out knowledge that is in your spirit, deposited by the Holy Spirit. It draws out knowledge by the Holy Spirit. Wisdom comes out of you. By the Holy Spirit, revelation comes out of you. It draws out knowledge that is in your spirit. Now, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Acts chapter 2, 4. So in review, purpose of tongues, purpose of tongues will build up your faith. The purpose of tongues will draw out the power, and the purpose of tongues will draw out knowledge that's on the inside of your spirit. Now, Acts chapter 2 and verse 24, he says, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance." Now, notice the scripture here. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And notice what comes with being filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak with other tongues other than the ones that they could speak, other than the ones that they could articulate. They begin to speak with other tongues. And he says that this came because the Spirit that filled them gave them the utterance, or literally gave them the words, gave them what to utter. Oh, man, this is like this other level now, okay? This is not something you're going to learn in Sunday school class, that when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, we're talking of, you know, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes in at the time that you're born again. But I'm telling you, man, when these guys were filled in the time of Acts, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit in them gave them utterance. And so we make a distinction today between the infilling of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where that Spirit on the inside of you begins to come up and upon your life and begins to affect everything there. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. I just want you to pay attention to the scriptures. This is not a made-up fable. This is real. He says in verse 14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him." So a guy that's listening to me tonight, and he's comprehending what I'm saying through his natural mind, then it's foolishness to him. It's just plain foolishness. And for decades, it's remained foolishness to a lot of Christians. They just think, well, that's foolishness, you know. But how do you explain these scriptures that are in the Bible? How do you explain what's going on in the book of Acts? "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them." Why? They're spiritually discerned. They're spiritually discerned. And so there's a level of operating in the Spirit that will grant you access to greater things. So you can operate in the natural, and even you can pray, you know, prayers in the natural, but there's another level of communing with God through speaking in tongues, and this is spiritually discerned that the scripture says. Now, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 13. Let's just for a moment read and see what the scriptures are talking about. Verse 13 says, "Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue," unknown to who? Unknown to the person that's speaking. But probably somebody somewhere knows. He says, "Unknown, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, pray that he may interpret." So he says, you know, you can pray, "Lord, give me the interpretation of what I just spoke." what I just said. Give me the interpretation of what I just said. Now, I'm going to do a detailed teaching on this a little bit later, but I want to just kind of lay some things out so we can talk about praying in the Spirit. And then in Acts chapter 2, verses 4 through 13. Let's look at this. Acts chapter 2, verses 4 through 13. He said, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under the heavens at the time. "And now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." Now think about that. That must have been pretty fascinating. These people gather from different nations, and all those people in the upper room that were filled with the Holy Spirit started speaking a language that they hadn't learned, but the language was recognized by the people that spoke it. Wow. I'm telling you, that happened to me before. This is a testimony. I was in the chapel years ago in this very building, and I began to prophesy in another tongue. Well, just so happened, a man from another country was just came in the door. He was standing by my mother, and he said to my mother, "Oh, I didn't know that your son spoke my language." And she said, "Well, I don't think he speaks that language. He was just praying in tongues." And I began to interpret what I had just said. And he said, "Oh, my goodness, he not only spoke the language, but he interpreted it." And that was a guy who learned how to speak that language. And he came in that day and heard me prophesying in tongues and giving the interpretation of it. And so I actually had the opportunity to experience that. But imagine what it must have been like to be visiting in that city that day and hearing somebody speaking a language that they were not supposed to know how to speak. And it was being spoken by supposedly uneducated people. I'm telling you, man, it's by the Holy Spirit. And he says, "And they were all amazed, and they marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans?" Verse 8. "And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" And the Parthians and the Medes and the Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea, he said, in all those other places, verse 10, he said to them, he said, "And strangers of Rome and Jews and proselytes," go verse 11, the Cretans and the Arabians, he says, "we do hear them speak in our tongues." So they named all of these places where these people came from and all the tongues that were spoken. "We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." That's what they heard. They heard them speaking in their tongues the wonderful works of God. Now look at verse 12. "And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this?" Others mocking said, "These men are full of new wine." So there were others, and I'm sure when they heard their language, it wasn't a joke to them. They were like, "What in the world? What meaneth this?" And then there were other people who were just mocking them and saying that they're drunk, they're full of wine, they're babbling because they're full of wine. And that's kind of like what it is in church, that people speaking in tongues and they don't know the language they're speaking. So then they'll be accused of, well, that's just a bunch of babble and they're just full of wine. And so it's been a great debate over the years, tongues or not. Is it just babble? Have we just misinterpreted the scripture? And I'm telling you, it may be one of the most powerful gifts that God has allowed mankind to come across. Tongues is only beneficial while we are in our physical body. You won't need it when you get to heaven, because the Bible says tongues will pass away when you get there. And so if you don't use it here, then you missed out on the opportunity to use it. And so why would God allow this to be given to us here on the earth in this physical world, in this physical body? If for no other reason, think about that. Why would God do this? Are you missing out on something because you reject speaking in tongues? Is there a level of communion and intimacy that you're missing out on because you neglect speaking in tongues? And it is something that was a total revolutionary moment in my life when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I remember I didn't believe it. I sat there and it took a while, and they prayed for me and cast out the devil and all this kind of stuff, trying to get me to speak in tongues. And the guy said, "Speak in tongues." And I says, "I speak English." I said, "How am I going to speak in tongues?" And I could not figure out what they were trying to do. But this man, I remember he laid hands on me, and all of a sudden stuff came out of my it was like it was coming out of my belly. And I began to speak in tongues. And from that moment forward, it was a whole new level of understanding in Christian living. And so the Holy Spirit has come now to tell you and me everything that we need to know to walk in the fullness of God's plan for our life. The Holy Spirit has come to tell you and me what we need to know to walk in the fullness of our lives. So the Holy Spirit is not just a jerk, jiggle, shout, or run. He has a very clear purpose to assist you in understanding the steps that need to be taken so that you can fulfill the will of God in your life. And yet, there are lots of Christians who completely neglect the relationship with the Holy Spirit, the one who will lead and guide, and the Bible says to show you things to come, glory to God, and so that you will perfectly fulfill the will of God for your life. And so that ministers to me a lot, that the Holy Spirit was sent so that I can know how to walk in the fullness of God's will. Don't you want to know how to walk in the fullness of God's will? And yet, we won't even get to know our unseen partner, the Holy Spirit. Our unseen partner, the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit. I mean, He'll show you things to know. He'll show you things that you didn't know. I've had the Holy Spirit literally open things up to me, and I saw things, and I heard things, And I'm trying to figure out where'd that come from. Later on, finding out He was showing me something that was to come. I would prophesy over people, and it was like taking dictation. I was just only saying what was being said to me. And then when I came back to awareness, it was really ministering to the people. And they were like, "How did you know that?" Well, I didn't in my natural. But when the Holy Spirit is leading and guide you, you'll begin to know those things. And then I had to learn that I had to be a steward over the information God was sharing with me. I had to learn how to be a steward over His anointing. I had to learn that everything He showed me wasn't to be shared with everybody. It was just so I could know so that it could prepare me for the future and the things that were to come. And so it's life-changing to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10. Let's read it in the King James and then the Amplified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and then verse 9 and 10. I feel like it's necessary for me to just kind of lay some of this stuff out for you. Now, verse 9 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the thing which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Verse 10. "But God has revealed them unto us." How did He do it? "By His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So there's some things God wants to show you. He wants to reveal some things to you. And I believe as we begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, he'll start revealing things to you. It's like we talked about prayer is not just a monologue, it's a dialogue. And I believe as we pray in the Spirit, God's going to begin to reveal some things to us by His Spirit. Look at this in the Amplified now. He said, "But on the contrary, as the Scripture says, what eye has not seen and ear has not heard and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love Him." There are things that God has prepared, made for us, stuff that He has, and the Holy Spirit's going to assist us in arriving at that place. He says, on next verse, verse 10, He says, "Hold Him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying Him and gratefully recognizing the benefits He has bestowed. Yet, verse 10, yet to us God has unveiled and revealed those things by and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsel and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. The Holy Spirit searches the very deep things of God concerning you, and then He's assigned to reveal those things to you. Christian person filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues should not be in the dark on his life. A Christian person filled with the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues should not be going around, well, I just don't know what's going on, or I don't know what. God has given us the Holy Spirit to dig deep into the will of God and the plans of God for your life. And why? To show them to you. To show them to you. The divine counsel of God, things that are hidden in God, things that are beyond man's examination and scrutiny. The Holy Spirit knows. The Holy Spirit knows. I cannot and I refuse to live my life without being in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with the one who knows the steps I'm supposed to take. And we've got to learn how to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit and to walk with Him. Now, look at this. Let's look at Matthew 16 and 13. Matthew 16 and 13. So the Holy Spirit is going to assist us in receiving revelation of God. Verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They knew it was Jesus, but I mean, do you intimately know who this is? And then let's go on down. Verse 14, and they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say you're Elias, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Now watch this carefully. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? So He's talking to His disciples. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. You're the anointed one, the Son of the living God." Now, he didn't even know, he didn't know that in his brain power. It was revealed to him. Watch this, next verse. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "You are blessed. Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah." Simon, He didn't call him Peter. He says, "Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven." So you didn't get this revealed unto you because of your study of Sunday school quarterlies. You didn't get this revealed unto you because you were smart. He said, "The Father in heaven revealed this to you." Now, what you think about something? If the Father in heaven revealed what He revealed about Jesus to Peter, imagine what the Holy Spirit on the inside of you can reveal into your life today. He says, "My Father, which is in heaven." Look at verse 18. He said, and I say also to thee that thou art Peter." He said, "You are a Peter." He didn't say your name's Peter. He says, "You are a Peter. And upon this rock," all right, now, so here's what's going on. He says, "You are a Peter. You are a piece of the rock. You are a Peter. And upon this rock," what was the rock? This rock was revelation of Christ. This rock was a revelation of Christ. He says that you just got a revelation. This is so powerful. You just got a revelation from the Father of Jesus. And upon this revelation of Jesus, I'm going to build My church on the rock. I'm going to build My church on the revelation of Jesus. The church, it should be built on the revelation of Jesus. On the revelation of Jesus, Him crucified, dead and buried, rose from the dead, His finished works. Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the foundation for everything. And yet, Jesus is under attack. People are saying, "Don't believe in Jesus." People are saying, "Well, He's a white Jesus. Don't trust Him." People are saying all kinds of stuff. And the Bible says that I'll build My church on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Do you want to see lasting breakthrough that moves your life in a better direction? Then what you need is an effective prayer life. In this new 10-message series, Prayer into Communion, Creflo Dollar reveals how to commune with God and see the same power that Jesus has.
Prayer is receiving by faith what He has already done. You go to God and talk about what He said about your prosperity. You talk to Him about what He said about your peace. You talk to Him about
what he said about your relationships. And if you don't know what he said, you take time to look up what he said, write it down on a piece of paper, and take it with you in prayer. Even in prayer, your words produce either death or life. Praying God's solutions from the Word will release life.
Get all 10 messages for a love gift of just $45 or more, plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out. Visit our website or call the number on your screen to order your series today. It's time to live a life bold for Christ. A life free from the bondage of sin. A life transformed by the Word. It's time to live a life where we reveal Jesus to those around us. The Grace Life. It's time to come together from all over the world as we discover truth, build up our faith, and ignite a fire to reveal Christ in our daily lives. Don't miss the 2021 Grace Life Conference, July 15th through the 16th. Register now and get more info by texting Grace Life to 51555 or by visiting CrefloDollarMinistries.org. Get your daily dose of grace on the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind every day when you download and stream these uplifting messages. Gain a revelation of the fullness of God's grace from Creflo Dollar's powerful sermons and transform into the powerful, victorious believer God made you to be.
He will always take our brokenness, I believe, and He will bring new life, and He will bring beauty from it.
But thank God for the Word, because it has the ability in and of itself to repair.
With the Changing Your World podcast, you have encouraging and life-changing wisdom at your fingertips 24/7. Tune in whenever you need to be edified, no matter where you are. Subscribe to Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I think you would be amazed at what Creflo Dollar Ministry does every day around the world. Testimonies come in from all over about the impact we have. And I wish you could see the kids we feed. Their lives are changed and impacted for the better because of you, our givers. The seeds you sow into this ministry make a mark that can never be erased. And I want to thank you so much for your financial contributions into the kingdom of God and into this ministry.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CrefloDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.